You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kurukwashe Tuwe is one of the leaders of the Zimbabwean community here in Auckland. Following Robert Mugabe's resignation, Tuwe helped organise a celebration for people in Auckland to support those occurring in Zimbabwe and elsewhere, following a game of football by the Zimbabwean youth team. Last month saw a historical moment when Mugabe sacked his successor and military forces then had to move in and preside over Mugabe's resignation and the succession process. There were massive celebrations following the resignation, and the mood in Zimbabwe and throughout the world is seeing this as a new era for Zimbabwe. Tuwe wanted to assert that these views are entirely his own. I started by asking about the celebration that was organised here in Auckland.
Yeah, basically there were about three gatherings that were done within a week to celebrate the stepping down of Mugabe or his resignation. People were very, very excited, and people were actually doing it in solidarity with what had happened back home. In the history of Zimbabwe, we have never seen streets infested and filled with people calling with one voice, celebrating people from different political parties, different religious backgrounds. They converged together and densely populated the streets of Harare in jubilation and celebration when they were actually asking for Mugabe to step down. And also when he stepped down, it was similarly exciting.
So what were your thoughts on Mugabe as a president?
Firstly, I think we need to give credit where it is due. Mugabe, in my view, he started very, very well. For example, in terms of education, Zimbabwe, we are one of the most elite in terms of literacy rate. We have always been the highest in Africa. It was only 1 year when Tunisia, before the spring happened, we were always the number one in the whole of Africa. So in the education front, Mugabe did his best level. He himself has 7 degrees that he read for, not given, and plus honorary degrees, he's about 13, 14 degrees. So he himself is one person who believes in the emancipatory powers of education. So on the education front, he did very well. He made education free for all from grade one, from primary, which is grade one to grade seven in terms of our system. And he really encouraged people to get educated. So on that one, personally, I give him a score. And secondly, he's one guy who put his foot down against the colonialist, the white supremacy, which is quite good. Other presidents from other countries in Africa, I always get frustrated. Instead of really, they get tossed around by the Western countries. But Mugabe, he's a very strong man, and he was able to put his foot down. And personally, I give him a credit. And thirdly, the land redistribution program. There was the principle in getting the land from only 4,500 white farmers because we're occupying 70% of fertile land, and millions of indigenous or the black Zimbabweans were only occupying 30% area, which was arid, not meant for agriculture. So the land redistribution in principle was good. So he did very, very well. The only thing that how the methodology that he applied to acquire it, killing people, and also the distribution itself was done on the political lines. So that was the only problem. But as a program, getting the land from the few white farmers to the people, I think it was quite okay. So I want to give him a credit on those ones.
Can I just, on that note, I feel like in terms of mainstream media reports, they often not necessarily skip past that, but they mention that as like a flyaway comment without really going into any context about how kind of important that was to have that redistribution of land or have that land reclaimed, right?
Yeah. So I think it is a misnomer. It is not correct. I've read a lot of reports in the media. They just castigate the land redistribution program. It is very, very important, and this is why the country went to war in the 1960s. They were actually fighting for the land. So just imagine, for example, in New Zealand, whereby you have the indigenous people just put in a small arid corner of a piece of land that is not productive, and they have the other guys who came, the colonists who came to New Zealand, you know, occupying three quarters of the fatal land, you know what I'm saying? And they got it for free. And during that process, it was, people don't know, it was very brutal. Our ancestors in Zimbabweans were killed by the British and those guys who colonized our country. They were actually killed in the process. Their cattle were taken. They got it for free. And it was very, very, very brutal. So the media, they don't report, but I don't know whether they don't know it or they just ignore it. So it is possible, it is always imperative, important to put things into context.
Mm. But there has been, like you said, massive celebration. So why do you think Mugabe didn't step down sooner?
He made a mistake. If I were him, for the first 10 years, that is from 1980, that's when he became the president, on the 18th of April 1980. If I were him, I was going to step down after 10 years in 1990. And by then, he was a hero, not only in Zimbabwe, not only in Africa, but was an international hero. In my view, he was going to be next to Mandela. So, in my view, he overstayed. And by doing so, he shot himself in the foot.
He could have remained a hero, you mean?
Exactly. He could have remained a hero. Even if, in my view, he had stepped down even as late as 2000, of course, that was too far-stretched. 10 years is enough. Look at Mandela. Spent 27 long years in Robben Island in the prison. After only 5 short years, he voluntarily stepped down.
Mm.
And up to now, he went into his grave as the international hero. Mugabe would have done the same thing.
But he didn't, and so he did preside over some horrible years, and that impacted the people in many ways. Do you think that this should be? Do you think he should receive more punishment following his resignation?
In my view, there are some people who have got their own issues, and I think the rule of law should take its course. If he committed those atrocities, definitely, in my view, the law should take its course. Because if he was brutal, if he killed many people, or in general, if he has blood in his hands, definitely he must be able to stand in the course of law. But of course, his age, my understanding is anyone above 90, they are somehow exonerated by the law. So I'm not a lawyer. So I'm not sure how that will play out. But in a nutshell, him and his cabinet, the guys who were corrupt, they must be really brought before the courts of law and account for what they did. Because he's no longer enjoying the protection of the immunity protection, just like any one of us. But of course, yes, he has to be respected as the former head of state.
So what does happen now?
I mean, from a political front.
Yeah.
What's happening now constitutionally, Mugabe was supposed to finish his 5-year term as the president. Then the constitution says if anything happens, whether if the sitting president dies or resigns or is incapacitated or impeached, he has to, the party that is ruling at the moment, within they should actually appoint somebody else. And then within 90 days, maybe have elections internally until the term is finished. So Mugabe was supposed to finish his term, I think, around next year, around July also, because we had elections in July 2013. And I was actually back home in Zimbabwe when the previous elections took place. So what the ruling party did, they chose Mnangagwa, who was the vice president of Mugabe. Ironically, who had been fired by Mugabe 2 weeks prior to Mugabe's resignation. I think you know really what happened. He had to run away from the country. Then he ran away as almost a border jumper, but he came as a hero. So at the moment, he was inaugurated, I think, last week on Friday, about 2 weeks ago. He's our current president at the moment.
Is there anything else you want to add?
I just wanted to say people were really celebrating. For me, the going of Mugabe is a reason for people to celebrate. My view is whoever comes after Mugabe, be it President Mnangagwa is there at the moment, or even if somebody else after President Mnangagwa, it would be very easy to sort of challenge that particular person, or it would be even easier to remove that person, if they are incompetent or if they are poor or if they don't uphold the constitution of the land. Mugabe was the most difficult person to remove because he had entrenched himself, institutionalized himself in all the parastatal government institutes and everything else. So for me, I'm very happy, and I think this is the beginning of a great era towards freedom and the emancipation of us as a country. But I also have a comment in terms of the current president's cabinet. People were very, very disappointed because he really basically appointed people who were appointed by Mugabe. Some of them were in the government for the past 37 years. People had described them as deadwood, non-performers. So people are saying, how can we expect a radical change if we are using the same people who presided over a ruined economy? Zimbabwe was once a glorious economy, but it was ruined. But however, having said that, the current president had to make a U-turn. He had appointed, I think, about nine ministers who were not elected MPs, yet the constitution gives him the leeway to choose five, but he went ahead and chose nine. So when people complained, he made a U-turn and addressed that. So for me, at least he listened to the people, and I hope the new president will be able to listen to the people. And in his inauguration speech, he used a phrase that I really liked. He said, the voice of the people is the voice of God. So I hope and trust that is going to listen to the people. If he doesn't, he will just go the same way as Mugabe did.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much. And it is my prayer that Zimbabwe becomes a very prosperous country, because we have got all the minerals, all the riches, and also the human resources. People are so much skilled and educated. So it won't take much time to really bring Zimbabwe to a better economic level.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.